just a God story. God did something really amazingly cool. And so this week, you know, I was busy getting on the phone, calling people up, saying, hey, would you like to share your story? And I kind of got an idea that a lot of people were not going to be able to make it this Sunday. And then after I asked them to share their story, that even made it more so, because it's like, I'm scared to go up front. You know, but I tell you guys, when Brian Moore shares next week, let's give him a good round, you know, of applause and stuff, because he's very stage fright. But he said he'll do it, but he just can't bring himself to do it this Sunday. But so, you know, as you can see, Brian Moore's not here. Greg Murphy's not here. And so I started going through all these different people. It's like, oh, man, who can I get to share some of their life with us this morning? Well, I knew that there was one person who could not escape. And it's Kristen. So Kristen is going to share with us her story of how she came to faith in Christ. Thank you, guys. And let's round up. Yeah.
Well, my story starts in a small town in Iowa. I had three older brothers and older sister, and we went to church regularly. My parents weren't real strict, you know, just you go to church Sundays. I went to a private school as well, so I was pretty well versed in the religious upbringing. You know, I wasn't that excited about it. It was just something that I did. There was one time that my parents would go to church and I would kind of go later, I'd sit somewhere else, and I just decided not to go. And they came home and I felt so guilty that I didn't ever do that again. I just couldn't handle that. It's like, okay, this is not right. So I knew there was some sort of, you know, God out there that sees me, that knows what I'm doing, even if my parents didn't, although they probably knew too. Now that I'm a parent, I realize parents know a lot more than they say. So then I went off to college, graduated from high school, went off to ISU and Ames, and was just in a new world for me. I didn't know what to do, or I didn't know anybody. Ended up passing a table. They were filling out surveys, you know, if you're interested in a Bible study or interested in going to church. Different things like that, you know, if you want to know for sure you're going to heaven, that kind of thing. And I said, well, you know, a Bible study, that sounds good. Because one of the things I thought when I went to college, I thought, oh, I can get a new start. You know, I can start maybe do something for God, you know, I kind of do something different here. And of course, I was thinking just my same old church, but I hadn't gone at all until I read this survey. And it's like, oh, that reminded me, I haven't been to church. So they invited me to a Bible study. So I went to a Bible study with them. That was like on a Wednesday or Thursday. Then Saturday night, I went to church at my church, or, you know, my kind of church. And then after that, they had invited these people that I was in the Bible study. They invited me to go roller skating. And so, sure, you know, something to do. I didn't have anything else to do. So I went roller skating with them, and after that, they invited me to go to church with them the next day. And I said, well, I've already been to church. You know, to me, it was, I've done my duty. I went to church. I don't need to go again. They said, well, you can go again. I was like, really? Oh, okay, sure, why not, you know? Again, it's like, I'm not doing anything. These guys are fun to be with, you know, and they seem to like me for some reason. And So I went to church the next day with them, and it was just a totally different atmosphere. I mean, people stand around and talk, and, you know, they ask you questions, and it's not just come in, sit down, you know, kneel, stand up, and leave. And so I never went back to the other church. I just kept going to the church that these people went to. And, of course, it's the same church that's in Ames now called Stonebrook, and I've been there since, was there for 20-some years. But still, you know, I wasn't connected with God. I didn't have a relationship with Him. I went to church again. I just went to church. It was kind of still an obligation. But they sat down and they shared. Well, one other thing, the Bible study that I was going to one time, they had everybody go around. They asked a question: what's one thing that you're sure of? And they got to me, and I'd been thinking, you know, well, what can I say? And And it got to me, I finally just figured, I was not sure of anything. And I said that. I said, I'm not sure of anything. I don't even know if the sun's going to come up tomorrow. So they're probably thinking, this poor girl, she really needs some help. Because I was just pretty, I don't know, I just wasn't sure of myself or my world around me. Again, I was in a place that I didn't know anybody and was pretty out on my own. And I'd never really been there before. So they did. They got together with me. A couple of women got together with me, good friends of mine. And it turned out that, you know, we got to be good, really good friends. They shared with me the outreach diagram, the ones that people had been going through here. It's where they show God on one side and man on the other and how there's this gap in between. And man cannot get across that gap. Only Jesus was able to fill that gap. And, you know, he did that for me. And it's just, you know, I didn't think I was going to cry up here. But it's just such a special thing to know that, you know, I had these friends that cared about me, and I had a God that cared about me. And he was willing to send his son, and his son was willing to die for me. And, you know, at the time it wasn't as emotional, I didn't cry, but I definitely knew there was something that had happened, that I had crossed over from death to life. And I can explain it that way now. I couldn't explain it that way then, but I knew something had happened. I sat down right away and I wrote to my great aunt, who had always been kind of a spiritual person in my life. I wrote to her and you know, just, I don't even know what I said, really, but she wrote back and she goes, well, can't you find, you know, a good church? Because she wasn't a Christian, but it really was a spiritual advisor in my life growing up and in other ways. After that, God just knew what I needed, I think, because the next day, that was a Thursday night, the next day was a Friday. There was this one girl that shared with me that worked on campus, and I got together with her over lunch. We'd oftentimes get together, or I would just go to her place where she worked and hang out or something. And, well, over lunch, we got together, and she goes, well, let's go out and take surveys. I said, okay, you know. And so we did that right away. It was just, I was out. I was doing it. I was talking to people. I wasn't talking so much, but I was out there. I was, you know, taking the survey, asking questions, you know, trying to get into spiritual conversations with people. And then that Friday night, I had already decided that I was going to go to a fall conference. So before I was even a Christian, before I was in that relationship with God, I'd already decided I was going to go to this conference. So I'd gotten, you know, I had made that decision Thursday night. Friday night went off to this conference, and then Mark Darling was speaking, so it was a pretty powerful one. And somebody just talked to me about baptism, and so, you know, they shared the verses with me about how once a person really puts their faith in Christ, just to take that that symbol of baptism. And so I decided to do that. So on Sunday I got baptized. And then the most amazing part of it was the next Friday night we had, every Friday night we had meetings on campus, and they asked me to get up and share about what had happened. Okay, I'd only been a Christian for a week. I don't like to talk in front of people. What I did in college before I knew these people is I would go to class, I'd come home, I'd sleep, and I'd watch the Cubs on TV, and that's all I ever did. So for me to get up in front of people after a week of knowing, you know, Jesus as my Savior was really scary. But I said, well, I'll do it if you come with me. And so one of the friends that was there that shared the diagram with me got up with me, and we shared it, and I survived. And and I'll survive this too. So that's kind of my story, you know, after that. Just got very involved in the student group, served, and just learned more about God, and is still learning, and got to know Tim, and married, and had kids, and moved up here. So, a lot more to that story, but that's my God story.